Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 11 of Acts chapter 1. And they said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you have watched him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mountain called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went up to the upstairs room where they were staying, that is, Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these were continually devoting themselves with one mind to prayer, along with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
Jesus talked a lot about prayer. He taught its importance, not only by his words, but also through his actions. At times, his prayers were spoken publicly. Sometimes he withdrew from the crowds to be alone with the Father. Jesus also spoke of the power of united prayer. A question for those of us who are believers: if our church gatherings and small groups were to offer heavenly-minded petitions on a consistent basis, what would our prayer meetings be like? There would be greater focus on God and His kingdom. More of us would praise Him for who He is, express godly sorrow for our sinful ways, and speak of our gratitude for all He has done. Our voices would be lifted in praise as we witnessed people coming to the Lord, pride giving way to humility, and insensitivity being replaced by love. We'd rejoice in our glimpses of God's work in and through our local churches, and we'd be beseeching our Heavenly Father for people to be saved and for believers to grow spiritually. How excited we would be to see God answer our prayers. Some of us would find it easier to testify about our Savior. Others would be filled with His peace when facing trials. And still others would have the strength to stand firm. Imagine our church filled to overflowing and becoming the house of prayer Jesus said we are meant to be.